Welcome. This is Struggles to Strengths, and I'm your host, Chad Doff. This is the podcast about learning through your struggles and failures, figuring out how to take the difficulties in your life, the lessons learned, and then how do you move forward. Welcome back to S2S, everyone. Episode number 99. Can you believe it? I got sick. I almost didn't do an episode this week. Nothing was really kind of tripping my trigger to talk, or a topic hadn't hopped out. But then I realized that the events of the week were probably worth discussing and maybe something that you could even relate to. And if you listen every week, you listen to last week's episode, that you know that I was out of town at an all-week meeting in Dallas. And I came back, and actually last weekend, a week ago, I got sick. Woke up on Sunday morning and just felt terrible. Didn't have any energy. And that was all day Sunday. Monday I worked, but I was working from home, and so I'd take a meeting and I'd rest, Went out on Tuesday and realized Tuesday afternoon, still not feeling great. And thought, you know, maybe I should just test for COVID just in case. I know there's nothing that I need to do if I have COVID, but it would explain potentially why I wasn't feeling great. And I tested, and the test came back, you know, red hot immediately. I had COVID, and, you know, that's always a scary thing in my family. I know it's a bit of a political football now, and people have very wide-ranging thoughts about it, but I'm going to be honest with you, it's not a topic that I love to talk about, because for those of you that have been with me from the very beginning in listening to my podcast, you know that my dad died of COVID back in 2020, pre-vaccine. And so, you know, back when it was super deadly, you know, luckily now, for the most part, if you get COVID, you get what I get, and you're down for 2 or 3 days, and you feel kind of crappy, but you recover. And I tested positive on Tuesday, and by Thursday morning, I tested negative, and I felt fine for the most part. I'm a little bit sluggish still, but you know, when you, for those who have had COVID, you know, it acts up in different ways. But for me, it really, you know, just zapped the energy out of me. I was just super tired, and you know, it's a bit humbling when you're used to being able to kind of do what you want, go where you want to go, have the energy to do kind of whatever you want. If you're working or working out, or if I want to go to have fun or do whatever I need to do, I don't have any limitations. But this sickness, you know, put those limitations on me. And, you know, I realized in that moment, you know, just at times, how much I take for granted the fact that I do have good health, the importance of taking care of myself, the importance of being able to do what I want to do. And, you know, when you can do what you want, don't take it for granted. Boy, it's been a long time in my life, and, you know, I'm in my late 40s now. I'm 48, and, you know, I'm not quite as fast or as athletic maybe as I once was, but there really is nothing at this stage of my life that I want to do that I can't do. I've never had a real limitation, but I realize that I probably take that for granted. And I'm just wondering, how often are you taking for granted things in your life? Your health, your wealth, the people in your life that are just there, the people that pour into you on a daily basis. How often are you giving thanks for those folks? How often are you giving thanks for what you can do? How often are you protecting yourself and protecting what's important to you? I think I do a pretty good job of that for the most part. Over the years, I've learned to become more protective of my things and protective of who I am. But it is always, quite frankly, it's humbling when something happens to me and it limits my ability to do what I want. And, you know, and that's why I almost didn't do Struggles with Strengths this week. I was like, I don't think I have a good message. But then I realized, you know what, all your messages aren't going to be home runs. But I felt like this is something that I really did want to share. And I wanted to share it with you because you take the time to listen. You invest in, you know, taking, you know, 15, you know, 20 minutes out of your week to listen to what I have to say, maybe because you know me personally, and it's a good way for you to keep up with me. And I have a lot of family and friends that are religious listeners, and I appreciate each one of them. Maybe it's, you know, you've found this over time and it's become part of your routine. Whatever the reason is, I appreciate the fact that you take time each and every week to listen. And I think it's my responsibility to think about, you know, what can I tell you and what's going on in my life that might be able to help you. And I realized, yeah, remind people how precious all of this is, to not take it for granted. There are a lot of times, and again, I talk about this often, I don't believe we should walk through life scared. I don't think you should walk through life like just blessing everything every 2 seconds, like being, you know, just shaking like a leaf and just worrying every second. I don't think that's a good way to go about things. But I also think that, and I know for me, that I take things for granted often. And what COVID did for me this week brought me back quickly. And like I said, it also brings a lot of emotion for me. You know, I'm not telling you how to think about COVID. I'm not telling you, it's a landmine of a topic, isn't it? And people want to talk about what the government response was and what, you know, oh, everybody should do this or everybody should do that. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm not here to tell you how to feel. I'm not here to give you my opinion on what was or what should be now. What I will say to you, regardless of your opinion or your feeling, just remember that when it comes to a topic like COVID, there are people like me who have been affected by it, that it's not an easy topic, regardless of what we're talking about. Regardless if you want to tell me you're sorry that my dad passed away, regardless if you want to tell me that it was all a hoax and the government did this and the vaccine that and whatever the case may be, none of that stuff is very positive for someone like myself. So for whatever it's worth, you know, having your own thoughts around things and having your ability to share what you think about something, that is definitely important. And I realized this week that, you know, just don't take for granted what you have. Don't take any of it for granted. You don't have to twist somebody else's arm to feel a certain way or do a certain way or try and feel a certain way. My hope is that you're listening to my story this week, and I'm telling you, man, I was down and out for a few days, and I'm so grateful to feel good today that I'm taking advantage of today. I'm enjoying today. I'm not thinking about what happened in the past. I'm not thinking about what COVID took from me. The most important thing that it took from me, my dad. I'm not even thinking about the couple of days this week that it took from me where I was not very productive. What I'm realizing now is that this is a really good and important time to just be grateful for right where I am. And realize too, it is important to protect yourself physically, but also this has stirred a lot of things for me this week. And so protect yourself emotionally. When you get down and when things happen and when you're feeling a certain way, often people can pour in and, you know, either try and help or try and hurt or whatever the case may be, and that can affect you. And what do we say, folks, each and every week? What do I tell you? Who's the only person on this planet that you truly can affect or change? Not affect, but change, is you. You can only change yourself. Now, you can be an agent for change, hopefully a positive agent for change, right? And helping other people and doing things for people and being a light and being positive and seeing the best in people and letting people be where they are. Be where they are in their moment and understanding that sometimes someone like me is sick this week. Someone's a step behind. And know that I was dealing with it this week. But just having the grace of letting someone deal with where they are and deal with what they're dealing with, and having grace with yourself if you're not there, if you don't feel 100%. In my opinion, for what it's worth, don't pressure yourself. Don't pressure yourself to like, well, yeah, I have to feel better. There was nothing I could do to feel better on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of this week. COVID had me. I just needed to rest. I stayed hydrated. I did all the things I could do to take care of myself, but I was dealing with something that I had to flush through my system. And thankfully, I'm a pretty healthy guy. And so it came and it went. And now here I am. And I'm grateful for where I am today. But it gives me just a lot of gratitude for what I have, because, man, things happen fast. I never thought I was going to get COVID. I didn't think I was going to get in a car accident a year ago. It's been almost a year since I was in that kind of semi-serious car accident, for those who listen on a regular basis. And I was talking to one of my best friends, and I've mentioned him a couple of times over the past few weeks, Andy Kinnear. And he shared with me that his oldest son, Ty, was in a car accident this past week. Not his fault, 16-year-old kid, and a woman ran a stop sign and ran into him. And luckily, Ty is okay. But gosh, you send your kids out, you think everything's going to be okay, and the next minute, man, something happens. You know, we have to protect ourselves. Things happen fast, but be grateful for what you have. Be grateful that there are things out there that protect us. Be grateful that even the things that feel bad can pass. A car accident passes. Luckily for me, COVID passed. Maybe a hard time in your life right now that you're dealing with, you're not 100%, but it has an opportunity and has a chance to pass. So give yourself grace, take care of yourself, and I just hope that this message reaches you this week. And yeah, this is not going to be a long one this week, because I just wanted to talk to you guys and wanted you to know that I'm feeling better and I'm doing okay. So each and every week, we give you two takeaways. And takeaway number one this week is, when you can do what you want, don't take it for granted. When you can do what you want, don't take it for granted. Many days, I can do what I want. And then I got sick and I'm like, oh boy, I'd like to just feel good right now. And now that I do again, it's a good reminder. Not take it for granted. Number two, protect yourself. Put your emotional seatbelt on. Put your physical seatbelt on. You know, I'm so glad that Ty's okay. I'm so glad that I'm feeling better. You know, but it's your job to protect you. Rest. Get better. Fight against what you're dealing with. And then when you get back, just soak up what is your beautiful, great life. So thank you for listening. Please continue. If you like what I'm doing, please share it out with somebody else. Help me reach more people. If this is a message that touched you, or any message that you've heard in the nearly 100 episodes that we've done, I'm pretty proud of that. Continue to share it with you. And thank you for all your support. Until next time, be well.